You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis has sent a video message to the Congress of the Scholas Occurrentes, which concludes today in Jerusalem. The Congress focused on the theme between the university and the school, building peace through the culture of encounter. Christopher Wells reports on the Pope's message.
In his message, Pope Francis encouraged the participants who had come from Israel, the Palestinian territories, and other countries from across the globe.
Por eso quiero celebrar estos días vividos allí en Jerusalén.
I want to celebrate these days lived out there in Jerusalem, the Pope said, because you yourselves, beginning from your differences, have achieved unity. The Holy Father praised them for seeing one another without prejudice, an attitude, he said, that is essential because it produces an encounter which gives our lives meaning and purpose. And it is precisely because our lives have meaning that we feel the need to celebrate. Even more, the Pope said, this meaning leads us to a feeling, a sentiment of gratitude. It is this sentiment, the Pope continued, that the Scholas has perceived to be of the essence of education. Education which opens us to the unknown, which frees us from prejudices that keep us from dreaming and seeking new paths. It's for this reason, he said, that we grown-ups cannot take away from our children and young people the capacity to dream or to play, which is, in a certain sense, a waking dream. Pope Francis said the Congress in Jerusalem teaches us that we have a duty to hear young people and to give them a context of hope so that their dreams might grow and be shared. Shared dreams can produce a utopia to strive after. And the utopia of the Scholas is to create a culture of encounter that allows people to arrive not at uniformity, but at harmony. Pope Francis concluded his address by thanking the adults for not closing themselves up in themselves and for putting their learning at the service of listening.
Y a los jóvenes de Israel y Palestina y a los invitados de otros países del mundo, gracias por animarse a soñar.
And he thanked the young people for committing themselves to dreaming, to seeking meaning, to creating, to being grateful, to celebrating, to offering their minds, their hands, and their hearts in order to transform the culture of encounter into reality.
Muchas gracias.
I'm Christopher Wells.